Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's good to be together, and I pray as we begin this broadcast that the Lord will strengthen your heart. If you would like to, please join your heart with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Right now, we take a moment to exalt you and say and declare, O God, there is none like you, none like you in the heavens, in the earth, or under the earth. Lord, you alone are God, and you are worthy of all honor and praise. And Lord, we bless you. We thank you for your anointing to be with us, Lord. Lord, help me to share what is on your heart. Let every heart be prepared to receive the truth of your word, Lord, that we can be strengthened and grow thereby. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness to us. And thank you, Lord, for letting your word take deep root within our hearts. Thank you for meeting every need to comfort those who are mourning, to strengthen those who are weak, to heal those who are sick, to deliver those who are oppressed. And we will give you all honor and glory and praise and thanksgiving in the mighty and wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to share with you some word of the Lord found in Isaiah, the 41st chapter. And for those of you who'd like to read with me as you turn in your Bibles to that chapter, I'd like to just give you the context. In this particular chapter of Isaiah, God is speaking through his prophet to his people, Israel, and he was ministering to allay their fears during their time of the Babylonian captivity. The theme of this chapter is the power of God, and it stresses God's control over history, the past, the present, as well as the future. And the Lord just placed on my heart that some of you listening to me today really need one of the most comforting and precious promises in all the Bible, and that is that we do not need to fear because the mighty God, the God of all creation, is with us. Let me share now and read the verses that I'd want to share with you, starting at verse 8. And take this very personally as the Lord speaking to your heart. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and have called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and have not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and shall be as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord, for ministering now through the power of the Spirit of God and through the word of the Lord. Praise God. Beloved, the Lord has just placed on my heart that some are listening to me on this broadcast as I want to share about one of our most persistent enemies, our ever-present threat, and that is fear. Fear in all its forms. And that's what the Lord is addressing to His people in these verses that I shared with you. He's saying, "Fear not, for I am with thee." And why, in fact, as we read the Bible, even with visitations from the Lord, visitations of the Lord or angelic messengers, what was the immediate response? I don't care how close to the Lord the servant of the Lord happened to be, they were stricken with fear, and always there came that assurance, "Don't be afraid." Remember Mary, before she was impregnated by the Holy Spirit, the angel Gabriel came to her and says, "Fear not, because you're highly favored with the Lord." And so that's an assurance God continually is extending to us. Why should that be? Well, beloved, because the very character of our fallen nature is to be afraid. Remember when the narration of the story of Adam and Eve in Genesis? After their sin, what was their first response? They were afraid and hid themselves. And as we look at, you know, the nature of man, we have reason to be afraid. Especially those that don't know the Lord, we're very vulnerable physically. In terms of the animal kingdom, we have nothing really to recommend us. There are many in the animal kingdom that their physical powers and prowess far surpass ours. The lion, the bear, they have strength, they have ability, they have agility, they can run so much faster than we. We're very weak on a physical level, and even the thing that separates us, of course, is that we are made in the image of God. We have reason, we have understanding, and physically, or I should say spiritually, because we have been separated from God by original sin, we have reason very much to be afraid, because we're dead in our trespasses and sin unless we accept Jesus as our Savior. And beloved, this is so unlike the original state God created man to be in. When we look at what God originally designed, it was Adam and Eve, as they were in the garden in perfect fellowship with their Father, the Almighty God, who came to fellowship with them in the cool of the evening. And they had every need, every pleasure gratified, because that was God's intention. He loved them and He wanted fellowship with them. And as we look at our fallen nature, and even as we walk, even as we've been redeemed and saved by the Spirit of God, one of our most besetting trials that we go through is not to be afraid. The Word counsels us, "Fear hath torment." In 1 John 18, the Word says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment." And I'm sure you found that to be true. "He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Beloved, we have an extraordinary capacity to be fearful. Even without cause or reason, most of us can find any number of things to worry about. What if such and such happens? Or what if such and such doesn't happen? I can remember years ago, Kenneth Hagin, who's now with the Lord, he said before the Lord got a hold of him, he was one of the world's mightiest worriers. Well, beloved, that's in our very nature. But Jesus has come to deliver us from all of our fears. Praise God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And you know, I think of that original message that was brought by the angelic host when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. What did they declare to the shepherds? They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." God's purpose, His desire has never changed. True peace among the nations will never exist until Jesus returns to set up his kingdom. But for those of us who've accepted Jesus, his kingdom of peace should reign in our hearts. Isaiah 9 and 6 calls Jesus the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. That Hebrew noun for prince means a head person, a ruler, a leader, a steward, or commander. In Revelation 1, 5, he's called the Prince of the Kings of the Earth, which means in Greek, the chief ruler or first in rank or power. We are kings and priests unto our God. It says in verse 6 of Revelation 1, therefore we are kings and priests of peace, because we are ambassadors representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wherever we go, we have the right and the responsibility to bring peace among men. During these troubled times in which we live, the peace we evidence in our daily lives is a powerful testimony to the reality of a God whose heart is love and goodwill toward men. But beloved, if we're in fear and torment, how can we represent our Lord? I feel his precious anointing, and I'm just going to obey him right now. For the spirit of prophecy would declare to you, my beloved, as I spoke to my disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. So I speak to you in this very hour. I do not give as the world gives. I do not give and then recant and take away. If your heart will be stayed upon me, I will keep you in perfect peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Let me reign in your heart continually. For, beloved, fear cannot stay in the presence of the Prince of Peace. The knowledge you have of me preserves and protects, and I will compass you with favor as with a shield. My love casts out all fear. The more you come to know me, the more you will understand my love and desire for your good. I am your peace, beloved. All that I am and all that I have given you as an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. Therefore, rejoice in peace. Rejoice in hope. Rejoice that your Redeemer lives. My eyes are continually upon you and my ears are open to your cry, and I'm bringing you to higher ground, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, the Lord has spoken so beautifully, I have nothing to add. The announcer will give you our contact information. I pray you can be with me tomorrow at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.